We'll continue with lesson 3, page 5, and we are going to learn some words commonly used in the church, as well as other general words. Amen, 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 and not the long E, T, nahti, and again note the letter T made of two letters T and I. T nahti, T hirini the peace, Ta hirini my peace. Since we've got two long E's in hirini, we cannot say hirini, so one of them has to be long and the other one is short, and that's why we say T hirini. Definite articles, that is the, we've got articles for masculine nouns and different articles for feminine nouns. For masculine nouns, if we are dealing with singular masculine, we have got three articles. The common one is P. However, some names specially used in the church liturgy, we use EP and F. But remember that these definite articles can replace one another. Let's learn these masculine nouns that we recognize through their articles. Because the pen. Pikahi the earth. Epshiri the sun. Ephron the name. Piromi the man. Pialu the boy. Eb Uro the king. Ephnuti God, or the God in Coptic. Have to be careful with the pronunciation of the U, because more often than not it sounds in the church like ordinary O. Read the names again. Pikash, Pikahi, Epshiri, Ephron, Piromi, Pialu, Epuro, Ephnuti. So now we can understand the famous Chen, Ephron, M, Ephyot, name, Epshiri, name, etc. Chen means in or by. Ephron, the name. Eph is the definite article and ron means name. Ephron, the name. M means of. Ephyot, the father. Again, F is the definite article. Name and Epshiri, the son. Here again, Ep is the definite article. Then name, which carries on, Pneuma, etc. We listen to it again. Chen, Ephron. M, Ephyot. Name, Epshiri. Name, etc. We can also learn Ephnuti, and not Ephnuti. Ephnuti, Nai Nan, to have mercy upon us, or literally for us.